What's so funny to me about all of that, like old money aesthetic, loud versus quiet luxury, what to wear, what brands and items to wear to look like you're from a certain social class, is that, like, even if there were certain brands that you could buy to designate you as old money, which is like, that's literally not how it works. Like, let's start there. But even if there were, like, the things that actually signify wealth, 9 times out of 10 are things that would never appear on social media because you literally can't really post them. And even if you can, you don't want to. Like, things like really well diversified investments. Portfolios, like a super robust emergency fund, good financial advisory, like even just living well below your means, like that is nothing that you could ever post or see on social media. And yet it's the most common signifier, not just of you being wealthy, but of creating generational wealth, which is the entire concept of old money. So in general, if you're feeling a little insecure because you feel like your aesthetic is not giving old money, just remember, old money is not an aesthetic.